This is Unmail Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The Unmail Radio News Update at 8. I am Barbison Harris. House Speaker Buffer Chibers has named Representative Thomas Fala chair of the Ways, Means and Finance Committee, co-chaired by Representative Jeremiah Korn. Others named are Representative Nambislaw, chair on Information, and co-chaired by Bian Howard, while Representative Julie Weir chairs the Committee on Gender, co-chaired by Emerson Kamara. Representative Hans Bachu chairs the Committee on Modernization and at the same time chairs the Pan-African Parliament. Meanwhile, House Speaker Buffer Chambers has cautioned lawmakers not to move into offices not assigned to them. It's the tradition that certain offices be assigned to specific committee chairs. While committee's members are still being named, some lawmakers, both old and new, have occupied offices without approval.
We need systems and procedures here. So only when you are giving the space, it will not be proper to just occupy an area that has not been assigned to you. Let us take that very seriously. Also, you should notice that there are certain offices that are supposed to be for certain, committee heads. So if there's a mistake on your part and you enter an office that should not be assigned to you, I will ask that you gracefully, try to leave the area.
House Speaker Buffer Chambers. Grand Cru County Representative Nathaniel Bawe Tuesday sought clarity on the issue of resettlement benefit for lawmakers. Representative Bawe is one of the new lawmakers. He said it has been rumored in the county that each lawmaker will receive $45,000 and a car as resettlement benefit. But in response, Speaker Chambers says such news is false and misleading. The Speaker terms such comments as somehow political. The Liberian Senate has upgraded its guidelines for confirmation hearing of presidential appointees. The Director of Communications at the Liberian Senate told on the radio that among the guidelines, there will be formal public hearings for all appointees, including statutory district superintendents. Jalawa Tompo said method of vetting will be applied for those below the position of statutory district superintendent. He noted that only Liberian citizens will be confirmed by the Senate in accordance with the Constitution. Jarawa calls on the public to assist with information, if necessary, that will help in the investigation of those appointed to public offices. The news is coming to you from Unmail Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions was questioned by investigators examining whether Russia colluded with the Trump campaign in the 2016 election. A Department of Justice DOJ spokeswoman confirmed to the BBC that a meeting took place last week. Mr. Sessions appears to be the first member of President Donald Trump's cabinet to be questioned. Former FBI Director Robert Mueller is leading the inquiry into alleged Russian meddling in the 2016 election. He is also investigating whether Mr. Trump's firing of FBI Director James Comey last year was an effort to obstruct the agency's Russia probe. The interview with Mr. Sessions, the nation's top justice official, lasted several hours, according to U.S. media reports. And hundreds of civilians are reported to have been displaced by fierce clashes between Turkish-led forces and Kurdish fighters on Syria's northern border. The UK-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said people were fleeing the Kurdish enclave of Afrin and heading towards government-held Aleppo. But it cited sources as saying they were being prevented from crossing into the city's mainly Kurdish districts. The Turkish military is trying to drive a Kurdish militia out of Afrin. That's the Unmail Radio News Update at 8, a production of the Public Information Session of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on Unmail, you can log on to www.unmail.unmissions.org, facebook.com/unmail2003, or twitter/unmailnews. I am Barbison Harris. Good morning.